Welcome to Sip Happens. I'm your host, Yomi, and since it's Women's History Month, today's episode is called Selena Quintanilla and Yolanda Saldivar. So who is Selena? Selena is a Mexican-American artist who was born in April of 1971. So if she was still alive, she would have been about like 54 years old. And to begin with, Selena had been singing since she was about 3 years old. And then when she turned 10, she became the lead singer of Selena y Los Dinos. And Selena y Los Dinos was a band created by her father. And it was a band made by Selena and her siblings, right? Which is like super cute. But they were playing in quinceañeras, they were playing in events, and they were also playing in like parties, which shortly created like popularity between them and in the city that she was in. So when Selena branched out and became her own artist, she got signed to MEI, and they are a Latin record label that helped Selena grow her career. And she also started gaining international fame. So when Selena gained international fame in 1990, Chris Perez joined the team as a guitarist. So little did Selena know, she was going to get married in about 2 years after that. And in 1993, Selena wins her first Grammy for Best American Album. Slowly after, Selena branched out to different businesses. So that's when she opened her own boutique, and she also had other businesses going on for her. But that's when Selena met Yolanda, right? So Yolanda was like a super obsessive fan. And if we think about it, Selena had an eye for fashion. So her boutique was all about her and her fashion. And I believe till this day, Selena still has some type of imprint in our fashion. I still see people nowadays for like, I want to say a Halloween, they still dress up as Selena, or like little things that people still like embrace, which to me brings out like Selena fashion, which I absolutely love. But during this time, Selena met Yolanda Saldivar, who was a super obsessive fan, who ended up meeting Selena and becoming really good friends with her, which I find like super crazy, but you know, to each his own. Yolanda was in charge of running the boutiques and also running Selena's fan club. So when Yolanda met Selena, she thought it was a good idea to have a fan club. And Selena actually thought it was a good idea. So they went ahead and had a fan club. And Yolanda was a part of that. And she was the one who ran it at the time. So a little bit about Yolanda Saldivar. So she's the woman who killed Selena Quintanilla in March 31st of 1995. And who is up for parole in 2025, which is next year. So since she's up for parole, there is a docuseries that just dropped recently. And I watched the docuseries because I was very curious to see Yolanda's side of the story, right? I know there was a lot of controversy where people were like, oh, if you're a Selena fan, you shouldn't watch the Yolanda series. But I think it was a good idea to watch this Yolanda series just to see where, you know, her head was at and what she had to say about it. So a little background about Yolanda. Like I mentioned, she was an obsessive fan that had pictures and posters of Selena all over her house in her room, which is super insane. And said before in previous interviews from employees that Yolanda was very obsessive about Selena, and she was also very standoffish. So Yolanda was a super fanatic, and Selena really trusted Yolanda at one point, and she built a good relationship with Selena during the time they interacted with each other. She also had access to bank information, and she was also associated with a lot of like boutique stuff. So all of the finance stuff Selena eventually gave Yolanda access to. And during this time, Selena's employees started complaining that Yolanda wasn't a nice person. She was very mean, and she was only nice when Selena was around. So there was a lot of employees that ended up talking about, you know, Yolanda's experiences, and also like just Yolanda being around during that time in the boutique. So there was a fashion designer who was assigned to Selena, right? His name was Martin Gomez, who was Selena's fashion designer, and he complained a lot about Yolanda. Like, he even went on interviews and talked about how Yolanda would mess up the clothes he would put together for Selena. He would also say how Yolanda was misusing Selena's money. So one fun fact about Selena's boutique was that all the money that was earned and all the money that was earned from her fan club was donated to charity. So I think that was kind of a cool thing that Selena did, was donating her money to charity, everything that she was earning from her boutique and also from her fan club. And at the end of 1994, the boutique started suffering, which there wasn't a lot of funds. There was also fans complaining about not them receiving their packages and things of that sort. And it got to the point that in January of 1995, 3 months before Selena passing away, is when her father kind of got involved, and her father called out Yolanda, which was a red flag to Selena and her sister. And at this time is when Selena's father stepped in, like I mentioned. And on March 9th was a meeting between Selena, Yolanda, and her sister. And they wanted to give Yolanda a chance to kind of speak up and talk about what happened to the money, where did it go, and things of that sort, because they did want to get police involved. And on March 10th, Selena moved Yolanda for, I'm sorry, you got to hear me talk. Okay, so on March 10th, Selena removed Yolanda from the boutique's bank account. The very next day, Yolanda even purchases a fucking gun, which is crazy. And she bought the gun and even told the seller that she needed the gun because she was an in-home nurse and her patient's family was giving her threats, right? So the fact that she even purchased the gun literally a day after Selena had fired her from the boutiques and being a part of the business is insane. And on March 13th, Yolanda goes to her lawyer and has her write a resignation letter. So to me, that was kind of her alibi, because in the docuseries, she talks about the letter a lot, right? Which I find super weird, because in the docuseries, the letter isn't mentioned until Yolanda says something. And then also the detectives, when they're being asked about the letter, they're asking like, what letter, right? So I think that was kind of her alibi onto her trying to murder Selena. And on March 14th, Yolanda and Selena met to discuss Yolanda's employment. So Selena told Yolanda that she no longer wanted her to be a part of her businesses here in the States, but that she would be allowed to be in the businesses in Mexico, which kind of alarmed Yolanda. But on March 27th, Yolanda asked Selena to meet her at the motel alone, which is super sus to me, because it's like, why would you tell somebody on the phone like, hey, meet me alone, you know? And Selena ended up coming, but her fans found out that she was there, so they were all over the place, which did not allow for Selena and Yolanda to really have a good conversation. And I personally think that was kind of an attempt on Selena's murder. I think Yolanda probably tried to attempt to kill Selena that night, but she wasn't able to follow through, right? So on March 30th, Yolanda checks into the Days Inn Hotel, which is where Selena was murdered. But she contacted Selena and made up a story about how she had recently gotten assaulted from a business trip that she just came from and that she wanted Selena to come visit her. So Selena ended up showing up one night, but she showed up with her husband, Chris. Once again, another attempt to kill Selena, but I think she wasn't able to do that because Chris was there. Because how would she look like trying to murder Selena and her husband is there? Of course, he would have, you know, put two and two together. So the next day, Selena took Yolanda to the hospital because she had mentioned that she had been assaulted. And the doctors even discovered that there was no sign of Yolanda being abused by anybody or even being assaulted by anybody. So that kind of raised the flag for Selena. And when they arrived to the hotel on March 31st, Selena's brother calls her husband, Chris, And he's like, hey, have you seen Selena? Like, she's supposed to do a video with Q Productions and she's not here. So Chris ended up calling Selena and was like, hey, where are you? You're supposed to do this video. Selena allegedly had completely forgotten about shooting the video. And she told Chris that she would be there soon after she was done running her errands. Little did Chris know that she was actually getting ready to meet Yolanda at the hotel. So after the call, that's when Selena and Yolanda started getting the arguing. And basically, Selena fired Yolanda from being a part of her businesses at that point. And that's when Yolanda started raging back. And about at 11:40 a.m., gunshots were heard coming from Yolanda's room. So she was at the Days Inn and her room number was 158. Selena was seen running out of that room, running to the lobby. And that's when you see that Selena was shot. So while she was running, it's crazy because Selena was shot on like her lower side of her shoulder. So a lot of doctors have said that if Selena was shot like an inch higher or an inch lower, then she would have still been able to survive today. But in that lobby, that's when Selena began to scream for help. And she was also saying that Yolanda had been the one that shot her. So there was a witness that had mentioned that he saw Selena running to the lobby and that she was saying, Yolanda shot me from room 158. So when everyone was trying to help Selena retrieve the blood and all of that sort, they realized that it was kind of too late, which is super sad. But at about 1:05, Selena was pronounced dead at the hospital that she went to. So the witness was very big on explaining the details that was going on during Selena and Yolanda's argument. And to me, it's kind of crazy because if you think about it, you're kind of arguing with somebody. So my thought is kind of like maybe Selena was on her way out when Yolanda had like, you know, try to like shoot her or things of that sort. But so the thought of that is just crazy, right? Because if you think about it, Selena got shot on March 31st. Once she got transferred over to the hospital, they found Yolanda in a parking lot and she was in her car and they waited about 9 hours for her to surrender. And when she surrendered, she had mentioned like, I killed my best friend. I killed my best friend. And eventually when she had to go to court and things of that sort, she got sentenced to 30 years in jail So Yolanda got sentenced to life in prison with 30 years of parole, right? So here we are a year before she's about to be eligible for parole and the docuseries drops. And I really wanted to watch the docuseries because I was kind of curious about, you know, Yolanda's side of the story and what she had to say. So after watching the docuseries, I'm not surprised that Yolanda literally showed no remorse for killing Selena at all. Like, she was very, like, I feel like she tried to justify her actions. She tried to justify into killing someone, which is super insane to me. Like, how do you justify killing someone? And during the series, Yolanda talks about, you know, she has accusations of Selena cheating on her husband, Chris. She also talks about being mistreated by Selena's father and her family. And then one thing I did not like about the series that drove me absolutely crazy was the fact that Yolanda's family was in the docuseries. So Yolanda had two nieces and a nephew in the docuseries, and they literally made Yolanda seem like she was the victim, which I find super crazy. Like, they made it seem like she was the one who got killed. I did not agree with anything that they said. Like, yes, they had voice notes of Selena and things of that sort speaking. They also like opened up some letters. They also even had a letter allegedly written by the guy Selena was having an affair with, which was like a doctor that she met in Mexico and all of that stuff. So me personally, I think it was kind of insane that they even gave Yolanda the chance to speak her truth or allegedly her truth, because at the end of the day, you killed someone, right? So what do you really have to say about that? Like, you killed someone, you're guilty at the end of the day. Like, the law found you guilty about it. So the fact that you're even going on a docuseries to, you know, maybe claim that you're not as guilty as you are, at the end of the day, the facts are the facts. So I personally recommend anybody who's interested in, you know, Selena's life, learning about her life, or even interested in her murder, I recommend you guys watch the docuseries just so you can see how much of a narcissist Yolanda was. And the crazy thing is, and something that blows my mind, is that Yolanda says at the end, I want people to know that I miss Selena just like they do so much, but I know that I will see her again in heaven. I know I will. Like, bitch, you just killed Selena and you're talking about seeing her in heaven. That's kind of insane. But I personally recommend for everyone to watch the docuseries, do some research on Selena, who she was. And I know that she's also been a part of everyone's culture nowadays. Like, I think if she was still alive, she would have been an amazing artist. And I think that she was gone too soon. So on that note, I want to wrap up the episode with a mental note. Remember to love yourself, remember to nurture yourself, and thank you guys for tuning in.